From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
But on a sunny day, you keep your records out of the sun, don't you, Troy? Because they'll warp.
You do indeed. And you keep them out of the car.
Out of the car, yeah. Yeah, like animals getting out of the car.
Yep.
And you know what? Don't leave them in the lounge because this is a trick for players too. Because the sun changes in the sky where it is during the year.
That's right.
And just, you know, what might be fine in early February might start to become a potential disaster melting area.
Well, you do what I do.
What?
And have blackout curtains.
Build a dungeon.
No, I don't.
Just blackout curtains and no windows.
No, I have windows where I have blackout curtains across them.
For your records, just to protect your records.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good call.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Good call.
How are you anyway?
Yes. You're all right, thanks. Yeah, good. Troy, how are you?
Good. I popped in on the off chance you might be sick.
The record store day was good, wasn't it, up there?
It was humming. It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's taken me a couple of record store days to get my head around the fact that stuff, there really is some stuff happening on record store day that doesn't happen any other day.
Yeah.
And there's items that if you don't nab it then, see you later, goodbye.
You're in a bit of a stressful situation at the moment.
Well, there's one that I missed out on which I would like, and I've been searching for, but there are a lot of things. I'm happy if everyone else is happy, Troy.
Me too.
And looking at people cruising the crates and just going, people like almost their jaw shuddering, like they're on ecstasy or something like that. Just going, like some of them, just like there's a Bananarama one there. Oh my god! I'll just pick it up like I'm just looking at it, but then push it under my armpit and sidle my way over to the counter.
What did I pick up?
Yeah.
I picked up what some people would consider too many things. I got a bunch of really cool stuff.
How many is too many?
Sorry.
But I did get a couple of like cool things
probably over 50 records.
No, I got some really good stuff.
Did you?
Yep.
Pick one favourite.
One
specialty favourite that you couldn't have got any other day.
Sounds like
Bill Evans in England on the Resonance label.
Nice. Perfect.
There you go.
What about you, Tess? Did you have anything that you...
I was working on Record Store Day. Yeah.
In another type of store?
Yes, in a cafe.
Da-da-da.
I know. So I missed out.
It was great, though.
There's always next year, eh?
There is.
Start
sure
preparing.
Don't they have 2 1 year?
However, there's a couple of records that Troy has bought in today.
Nicely. Look at that hustling the air show along there.
No, not just hustling. I actually did you pick these for me?
Say yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thought so.
Are you ready for the first one, Mike?
I'm ready for the first one.
Okay. Now, we all know.
You're keeping it quite secretive there.
Oh, no, but he knows what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell. I can feel it before I can see
but
it
I
even.
But I bet you've not even seen this one before. Anyway, we all know one of the finest records of the early 1970s was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
I thought you were going to say The Wombles, but yep.
Okay, so What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Came afterwards? Well... Oh, okay, sure. There was a bit of a quiet for a little bit, and then there was Let's Get It On, which was almost like, not a U-turn, but a very, very different direction to take.
Yeah.
What if Marvin Gaye had, like, taken another direction straight after What's Going On?
Well, you're living in a simulation. What's going on here?
And what if this was the album he released in 1972?
Marvin Gaye, You're the Man. He's definitely the man on that cover.
Yeah. So what you have here is material recorded straight after What's Going On. You're the Man came out as a single, which was another political sort of song. It was about Richard Nixon.
It's got the lyrics here. Should I read a couple of brackets?
Go for it.
You've been talking to the people, trying to get them to go your way, telling them not to worry, that we won't be led astray. So blind, I'm signifying your opponent's always lying. Think about the mistakes you make. I believe that America's at stake. You know bussing's the issue. Do you have a plan? Well, sure, if you do have a plan, if you have a master plan, I got to vote for you. Hey, got to vote for you because you're the man. Oh, that sounds a bit sarcastic, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Should we? I'm itching to hear it. I really am.
Okay.
All right. So.
Can we start it?
Let's satiate that musical chafe.
Oh, it kicks off straight away, doesn't it? Sorry.
One thing we don't tolerate in this segment is talking over the music, Tess. Who are the players? Troy, who are the players?
This is the Funk Brothers.
Shit.
This is the world rated. The world is rated X?
Yep.
For the world's situation. should be rated X. Oh, rated X. Said the world's situation should be rated X.
So is this?
What's the thing? What's the thinking? What is the thinking behind this? This being hidden for so long.
The all these tunes, or most of the tunes on here, came out on extra tracks on the Let's Get It On Deluxe Edition in the 2000s. In fact, this one here first appeared on one called The Anthology in 1986.
This says that these are all solo recordings that are first on an LP.
First time on vinyl.
On LP.
Yep.
On vinyl or on a collective?
Both.
Yeah.
Never been all together, never been on vinyl.
I see, he had a song, What's Going On, and he's got a song on this one called Where Are We Going? It's making, but what happened to God's creation?
The one thing that really bothers me. That's really cool. God, he's cool, eh? He's so cool. He actually is the man.
Yeah.
You can tell by this cover.
He looks like he's deciding whether you're allowed to go out with his daughter in that cover. But... Heavy vinyl? Is this heavy vinyl?
Yeah. Double LP. So this one here, there's...
Just buy it, Tess. Just buy it.
I'm not buying it.
This one's produced by Hal Davis, who later in 72 did an album with Marvin and Diana Ross together. And it didn't sound like this.
That percussion.
The world's situation should be great.
So this is, I can imagine there's no duds.
No.
No way, of course not.
Some people might be a bit distressed by the Christmas song on side four. Well, I ain't.
Well, if you hate Christmas, then fair enough.
What? I need to hear that. That's
pretty good.
Is it a Christmas song?
Yeah, it is.
Good job. I'd rather listen to Marvin Gaye at Christmas than Snoopy's Christmas.
I Want to Come Home for Christmas, it's called. We're going to have a listen to that.
So this record, it's being marketed as a lost album. It's not really lost. But,
is this a Record Store Day thing? This,
No. This is a regular release.
Regular.
Release today, tomorrow?
Yes. Well, no, released last week. Yeah. Even so, how good is this?
It's beautiful. I think it's just, you should almost get that free with every high quality record player that you buy an album like that. What else we got? Troy, what's next?
Well, next, there's been it's not a really long running series, but Nigeria 70 was a series which started. And
we've talked about that before.
We have, yeah. This is the first new edition in the series for 7 or 8 years, I think.
Speaking of Nigeria, can I just say the Stylebenders UFC fight in the weekend was ballistic.
Okay.
Woo! Anyway, carry on.
So this is like it suggests, Nigeria 70. This is music that was recorded in Nigeria.
70-year-olds
and by all 70 people who lived there at the time. Initially it was Nigeria 1970 was the first compilation. This here stretches out a little bit further, 1973 to 1987. I'll give you the whole subtitle, which is No Wahala, High Life, Afro Funk and Juju, 1973 to 1987. Look at the dude on the cover. So this is a...
He is playing to his people. That is a he is up some funky stairwell. Rare and sought after tracks on heavy vinyl.
Yep, never been released outside Nigeria, any of these tunes.
And so what sort of era is it spanning?
It sort of spans sort of from funk to disco, really, if you're looking at it in that way.
So sort of like the early 70s to early 80s sort of thing? Or
yeah, till 1980-ish. This one, the one we're hearing now, Felix and Ingaria, is from 1980.
And the Survivals, by the way.
Oh, and
the song's called Black Precious Colour.
Wait till you hear this dude's lyrics. He's great.
These are great band names. Don Bruce and the Angels. Sir Victor Uwifo and his Titbitties. Asiamoah Joseph and the Creative Seven. Saxon Lee and the Shadows International. Edaboom Rex Williams and his Nigerian artists. Choice. It's nice quality recordings.
Oh yeah. Well, this one here, these guys were actually from Cameroon, and went and recorded this in Lagos. Now, all I know about Felix and Ngazia is that he'd also he'd been a live reggae artist in Cameroon. I ain't heard any of that stuff. But
he's not going to be a dead reggae artist, is he?
No, I mean, he didn't make records. That's what I said. Oh, wait for this now. This is good. If you're born, run on with it.
It's all right. If you're don't learn it. Don't go with it. It's for you. I tell you what, if you're sitting down at the party when this is on, you better have some sort of injury or some good excuse.
Yeah. It is
precious color. I know just when you put this one on. I know just the time. Precious color. When everybody who you've invited that you wanted to be there is there.
Yep.
You exchange pleasantries. Time to get into it. That's a groove right there. That's really good. That's a really good groove there, Troy. Good. You brought in a good groove there. Oh, look at, look at. I think we were talking earlier on, Tess, about what makes a tune. I think this song qualifies.
You're gonna buy the record?
Probably not the record. I do like the tune. Plus, the next one we're going to play has got the name of a dinosaur in it. I like dinosaurs at the moment. Here, do you hear that, Rhodes? Do you hear that, Rhodes? Shit, that's cool. How old are you? What year do you reckon this is from? It's great production.
This is 1980. They put out one album in Nigeria on the Nigerian Polydor label. And that was it.
Right.
And it's one of those ones that normal people will never ever see.
So Strut have bought this one out, and you're in safe vinyl-loving hands there, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
That's great, man.
I dig this.
Funky bass line as well.
Not just funky, but a great message as
it's
well.
Funky bass line.
The road still over in the right channel.
Cool.
So that's the newest edition of Nigeria 70. It's entitled No Wahala, High Life, Afro Funk and Juju, 1973 to 87. I couldn't work out which one was actually from 87, but probably there's a booklet in there.
But
that
see, that's
you all
a that's
it.
A fun game that once you've purchased it and taken it home, you and your friends can play together.
Yep, that's right.
As well as enjoying the music. Just give your living room a good workout. Right, next up, Troy.
Next up, brand new from London. This one is supposedly released. It's released now.
Oh, well, you've got
as
one there.
Now.
So there is.
Yeah.
Right, now?
Let's say
right
now.
Now.
Today.
As
say
of
now.
Now.
Today.
Right now.
Today.
Run, people.
Yeah. Because, of course, Friday, which is release day, is a no shop open day in this country. So we're releasing today.
So is that technically early or no?
Yeah, it is technically. But that's all right. Well, no, the CD of this came out last Friday.
You can't help it. You can't help it with these holidays. It's with the high holidays.
Now, we've listened to Tenderlonious on a number of occasions before, and you'll find him on the cover of this record here, Mike.
I'm just looking at these gentlemen on the cover here. We've got four musicians all rocking a very casual. There's no suits and ties here. This is casual. Casual. These people are focused on the music,
casual.
Not on any sort of image
or shaving.
Or shaving.
No. Yeah.
Casual.
And they look like they might have been in the studio for 3 or 4 weeks solid.
Weirdly enough, they were in the studio for 2 days for this album, Abbey Road Studios in London. It's
Abbey
Ruby
Road
Rushton.
Studios.
Yeah, Abbey Road.
So Ruby Rushton is a conglomerate of a collective of all four of these guys?
Well, it was a quintet up until this record. Now just a quartet. It's Ed Cawthorn, who we know as Tenderlonious. There he is at the top.
There.
Right there.
Plays tooting
his horn. Tooting his horn. Plays flute and saxophone. What is the name of this song, Mike?
Triceratops the Caller.
And again?
Triceratops the Caller.
Did you say Triceratops
the Caller?
There you go. So the new Ruby Rushton album is entitled Ironside, which is a word that fills me with delight.
Because of the old
Yeah.
I was thinking about Kojak and his lollipops the other day.
Yeah.
It's weird. That's a pretty weird thing to have on TV show.
Sweet tooth. So Ironside is in fact the fourth album from Ruby Rushton. There was the two Trudy's ones, remember? The picture of the lady, the picture of the lady in the purple dress?
Oh, yes.
It was only a few weeks ago. You forgot.
Yes, no, I do remember that one. I'm just wondering where you could. Is this straight down the line, sort of modern jazz? What would you call that?
Pretty much. This is a modern jazz record. Ed Cawthorn, though, is he's the owner of 22A, the record label. He's put out some other things. He's one of the guys that encouraged Yusuf Days right in the beginning. And by right in the beginning, I mean 8 years ago, which meant Yusuf Days was still in
his... He's an enabler.
He is an enabler. Also, he appeared on the...
Tessa's getting into it.
Yeah, I like Ruby Rushton a lot.
This is Nick Walters on trumpet. Nick Walters, we had a release not that many weeks ago, but you might have been sick, Mr. Roberts, that day.
Yeah. Just tuned in on the off chance.
Ed Cawthorn recently also appeared on a record by the Polish group Ebs, EABS, electroacoustic. No?
Okay. No, I'm just thinking, do we do them? Have we had them?
Nick Walters, we did. Ebs, yeah, we did Ebs as well.
Yeah, we did Ebs. Yeah. I'm sure Ebs has been in there.
Yep.
And there's only three a show, we get through a fair whack of them.
Someone texted in saying Jazzosaurus.
Jazzosaurus?
Which I quite like.
It's actually not a proper dinosaur, just him.
Yeah, but because it's got a dinosaur name and
it's jazz. Oh, there he goes.
A lot of lung fills going on there, isn't there?
How do you feel about it, Mike?
I like the way that sounds. It's a little bit tooty-tooty-toot-toot-toot jazzy for me, but it's beautifully done. I'm liking what's going on with that on the drum.
There's a
Can't
lot.
Tell if it's brushes or just...
It's just the cymbals,
just
I think.
Tinkly little wiry things on cymbals, maybe.
It's not all straight ahead like this. Some of it leans more towards the broken beat sort of styles. It all sounds very London.
I was going to say, are they straight out of London town?
Straight out of London town.
Blimey, crikey.
Like so many of these good records over the last year and a half, 2 years.
There must be scenes over there, eh? There must just be scenes on top of scenes.
Which is good.
Yeah,
that's what
totally,
we need.
Totally.
We need things happening. That's why good records keep coming out every week.
And music informs music, which informs music, which informs music. And it's truly magic. You know that, eh?
Music is magic.
So all that magic's available at South Bay Records. Troy?
Yes, it is. Let me quickly tell you about what's happening this weekend. Friday, we're shut because we have to be. Sunday, we're shut because we have to be.
Yep.
Saturday, normal hours. Monday, all afternoon, you can come in. Anzac Day next Thursday, we're open at 1
o'clock.
A dollar
off if you come in dressed as an egg?
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Oh, there is a second-hand sale starting too.
Oh, you just dropped that in there.
Just made it up there.
Second-hand sale.
So today, Marvin Gaye, You're the Man, 2 LP, amazing.
How many of those you got in?
Not so many. Nigeria 70, the new Strut compilation.
Got many of those in?
Got a few. We distribute Strut for this country. And Ruby Rushton, Ironside, on the 22A label. This one here, I suspect a lot of people are going to want immediately.
I think Tess has maybe gone down the money machine.
I think. That's all right.
Thank you very much, Troy. Lovely to see you again next week.
No, not next week. It's Anzac Day.
Oh, it's Anzac Day, right.
Yeah.
Oh. So, oh, well, the week after. Oh, that'd be the day before I leave. Oh.
Is that the...
No. Oh, yeah, no, what? Yeah,
that's
what?
Not right.
Yeah, isn't it?
No.
So we've got two more
of
these.
I think you've got your dates confused. Do you? I don't know.
Is this BFM, eh?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
That's all right.
Am I early for work?
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.